Grace to you and peace from God who is, who was, and who is to come. Amen. What is justice? What does it mean to be just? Now, in simple words, justice is to be morally right and fair. To be just is to treat people equally. In other words, the way that we would want to be treated if we found ourselves in a similar circumstance. Our psalmist laid out a pretty good definition for us. Those who are just are the ones who walk blamelessly. They're the ones who do what is right, who speak the truth from their heart. The just are those who do not slander, who do no evil to their friends, who do not take a reproach against their neighbors, those who stand by their oath even to their hurt. But how many of us can say that we do all of those things all the time? Let me ask then, would you say that you are just? Am I just? We've heard the psalmist explain what it means to be just. And in our gospel reading, I think Jesus goes through what I think are similar traits of what justice is about. Being poor in spirit, to be meek, to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Those who are merciful, those who are pure in heart, or those who make peace. Now, part of the problem, though, with our gospel lesson is, do we really understand what's meant by all these? I mean, come on now, meek? Isn't that really code for nerd? And poor in spirit. Don't we mean, well, you know, somebody who's a little bit too simple? Eugene Peterson, in his translation of Scripture called The Message, wrote Matthew 5 this way. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. You're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. You're blessed when you care. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your heart and your mind put right. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. Now, that, I think, is a little bit more relatable, isn't it? We understand those concepts a little bit better. I mean, most of us here have at one point in our lives been at the end of our rope. We know what that's like. And so we can comprehend justice in terms of when we think of being at the end of our rope, how would we want to be treated, and therefore how can we treat others who are at the end of their rope? We understand what it means. We know what it feels like to get our inside world, our mind and our heart put right. And justice, then, is when we help others get to that same place as well. I do feel, though, that here in the United States, we have a bad habit of equating justice and law. The law says such and such, and therefore it must be right. Unfortunately, though, I think that the law is not always just, and it's not always fair. We can look up the number of individuals that have been released from prison, cleared of the crimes for which they were convicted of, and are now free because of things like DNA testing. The law said that a crime had been committed, then that someone was therefore guilty of a crime, so an individual was convicted, therefore justice has been served, except what if the person convicted was not the person who actually did the crime? I think things like that play into one of the many reasons why a lot of us struggle with police-involved shootings. We want to believe that the police are acting in our best interest and that they're upholding the law, so that when police are involved in a shooting, our first inclination is to want to believe that the one who was shot was indeed doing something bad. But as I was working on my message for this week, an article came up in my news feed, and there was a comment made that really struck home to what I was trying to say. I don't know if you heard, but there was another police-involved shooting, this time just outside of Washington, D.C., just this last week. An intoxicated driver had struck a number of vehicles. Police were called in. They arrived. They detained a man, put him in handcuffs, seated him in the patrol car, and they were waiting for the drug recognition experts to arrive. At one point, while they were waiting, one of the officers got in the vehicle with this man and began talking. Sometime during the conversation, the man was shot, and he later died at the hospital. Subsequently, a relative tweeted, "All cops aren't bad, but those were. I will fight with the last breath in me for justice." Now, none of us here were in that patrol car. None of us know all that happened. I do know that that officer has been charged. But when I read what the relative wrote or tweeted, I fear that all too often we confuse justice with revenge. Several years ago, I read a book called Water Lily. It was written by Ella Cara Delorier, and she wrote about a fictional telling of growing up among her own Lakota Sioux people in what today are known as the Dakotas back in the mid-1800s. At one point in her narrative, one young man kills another young man over a woman, and then his murder is avenged by a relative. So Water Lily and her extended family all gather together, and they're discussing what has happened and what should happen. Excuse me. And one of the elders brings up what is called the kinship appeal. The family of the slain man called for the killer to be put to death, which makes sense. But as the elders discussed things, excuse me, I'm sorry. As the elders got together and discussed things, they decided that the best thing to do was for the young man to leave his family and join the family and clan of the person that he had killed. He was to take on that person's life, live in the household with that other person's parents, and in all respects, be as son and brother and nephew to his new people. Deloria wrote, "They accepted what their elder kinsman said because they saw that it was right. They saw it as easy enough to fight violence with violence. Killing was the work of a moment. But to take the murderer as a relative after what he had done and to live in sincerity and create goodwill with him day in and day out to the end of life, that was something else. That, determined the elders, was justice. The family who lost a son gained a new son, and the family whose son caused the loss does not experience that physical loss themselves. So let me ask you again, do you consider yourself to be just? I have to admit that I think generally I'm probably not. I know that all too often I am revenge-oriented and judgmental. We know that from my driving etiquette. I'm not really all that just. Now, the psalmist calls us to walk blamelessly. Well, I don't drive blamelessly, so I can't really walk blamelessly. The psalmist says, speak the truth from our hearts. Okay, that I can say I strive for. Do not slander with your tongue. Well, I don't slander, but I'm often not very nice when I talk about you all. I mean other people behind your backs. Do no evil to your friends. Well, now that I do strive to not be evil. honor those who fear the Lord. All right, yes, that one I do endeavor to attain. May all of us learn how we can turn off our own revenge and judgment and allow God's justice to shine through us. Amen.